This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The publication Deadline is reporting the first big distribution deal out of the Sundance Film Festival in Utah. Searchlight Pictures paying $10 billion for a Brothers Go Back to Poland road trip film with Kieran Culkin. We're going into the festival's final weekend here. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Josh Braun has 9 documentaries premiering at Sundance this year. He runs Submarine, a sales, production, and distribution company. He says last year the appetite for docs at the festival was kind of muted. But this year?
The marketplace is starting to get a pulse. You just don't know till you get there, screen the films, and see the reaction.
Braun says he tries to be strategic about approaching buyers. That includes streaming companies, networks, and other movie distributors. He looks at whether outlets have holes in their schedules. He also keeps an eye on which companies are announcing giant increases in subscribers or are having layoffs and might not have big budgets.
Every company goes through whatever they're going through, and we just sort of go for where the money is.
Also, he tries to have a realistic talk with each of his filmmakers about whether their movie could bring people into theaters or if it might find its audience on the small screen instead. Sundance Institute CEO Joanna Vicent says sales at the festival so far are on pace with last year, including some big deals.
There's still an appetite for that, and some people are coming in with those big numbers.
She points to Netflix's purchase of the horror movie, It's What's Inside, for a reported $17 million. Netflix confirmed the purchase, but wouldn't talk about what it paid. And Vicent says buyers are putting a lot of thought into how much they spend.
There's also a little bit of what are the realistic projections of how will the film perform.
And these days, a lot of the people who like watching independent films like watching them at home in their PJs.
The theatrical side of things is not there like it was before.
Peter DeBruges is chief film critic for Variety. And by before, he means prior to the pandemic. He says a lot of indie filmmakers are still making their movies with the idea that they'll be seen at the movies.
And that's not necessarily the market that exists anymore at Sundance.
Still, independent films are having a moment, says Comscore media analyst Paul Dergarabedian.
They've never been more important than ever.
Dergarabedian says audience are hungry for films that don't feature superheroes or have a Roman numeral at the end of their titles. And he says lots of these independent filmmakers are looking to have their movies submitted for awards.
Currency of quality in that case is more important than dollars and cents.
He points out a lot of these films will have a second life once they reach the small screen. Though, of course, he says the best possible outcome is to be critically acclaimed, popular, and profitable. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.